Well, we have the final paper, which is the creation of the Harbour Committee. That's paper D, Councillor John Hobart, please.
Thank you, Chairman. The formation of the Harbour Board. As Newport Harbour is a harbour authority with statutory powers, the Port Marine Safety Code, PMSC, is applicable. The code has been developed to improve safety in UK ports and to enable harbour authorities to manage their marine operations to a nationally agreed standard. The code requires that each harbour authority must have a duty holder who is accountable for its compliance with the code and its performance in ensuring safe marine operations in the harbours and its approaches. For most harbour authorities, the role of duty holder is undertaken by members of the Harbour Board. Cabinet on the 11th of January 2018 agreed to recommend that full council should accept the requirement to establish a harbour board to undertake the role of duty holder as set out in the PMSC and to accept the terms of reference. And I therefore recommend that council accepts this recommendation and I look for a seconder.
Does anyone wish to speak? Councillor Brodie and then Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Chair. I'm in support of this proposal. However, I'd just like to get some clarification from Councillor Hobart. When this proposal came to scrutiny committee, I think it was back in January, I did ask that consideration be given to Newport Parish Council having some input into the Harbour Board. I was advised at that meeting that that would be looked into, and now that doesn't seem to be there. I don't accept that, but you know, obviously you get what you want. But will these meetings be held in public? Will there be an opportunity for members from Newport Parish Council to participate in those meetings, at least on a public level, so that there can be a good liaison between the Alloway Council and the Parish Council? Thank you.
Councillor
Hobart,
can you deal
with the questions?
Yes,
at the end,
when you summon.
Thank you.
Councillor
Fuller. Ironically, I was going to ask you exactly the same question because I think it's so important that the Harbour Authority does talk to Newport Parish Council. It is so, so important. There are lots of stakeholders there. They know what's going on in the harbour and I would like to see them involved. And I'm very happy to support that, so long as that reassurance is provided. Thank you.
Councillor Price.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd equally support that desire for someone, for a liaison with the Parish Council, but also to put the name forward as one of the additional members, as I'm the ward member for the right-hand side of the river. Thank you.
Councillor Barry.
Would it be politically proportional?
Is there anyone else wishing to speak before Councillor Hobart sums up? Councillor Hobart, if you'd like to answer those questions.
Thank you, Chairman. The membership of the Harbour Board will be consisted of 5 members. The Cabinet Member for Resources, Cabinet Member for Infrastructure and Transport, and Cabinet Member for Environment and Heritage. However, there will 2 further elected members may be co-opted as and when required. And of course, when it comes to, it is a committee meeting, and it is open, of course, to, and most welcome to Newport Parish Councillors, of course.
Sorry, can I just call in Helen to clarify, please?
Well, just to clarify, I'm just looking at the terms of reference, and I think there may be an error in that. It's 5 members, and it will be politically proportionate, so 2 members will be from the independent group.
Chair.
Point of clarification?
Well, yes, really, because it seems to me that you're excluding by having two members of the independent group, you know, I mean, as people as they are, members who have a particular interest in Newport. Now, I personally have absolutely no, you know, from my political perspective, I have absolutely no problem with Councillor Price and Councillor Jones Evans being on there, because they are two local members for each side of the River Medea. That would make common sense to me, rather than Dean Stevens and Junior David Smith, perhaps, still this, you know, who I'm not going to do Newport. Sorry, I might be being difficult. I hope I'm not insulting you. There you go.
Councillor Stevens, I want to know you speak.
It's not being do three.
Thank you, Chair. Kind. As I was appointed independent, and Councillor Jones Evans is an independent, we're not looking at being political about this. We're looking at fair and, if you like, the correct representation. And we would be looking to, if we were appointing two places on that board, then we would be obviously looking to allocate to people that could adequately represent the area involved in Newport Harbour. Likewise, I would like to think that the town and parish councils should be involved in the Newport Parish Council, but I leave that out. I say, you know, as far as the island independence are concerned, we wouldn't be taking two seats. We would absolutely make sure that Councillor Jones-Evans' name has been mentioned, but I would say the member for that ward should have a seat, and that would be in the wit and wisdom of the island independence as well as yourselves. Thank you.
Councillor Ridgebury.
It seems to be a lot of interest in this board. I was 12 years Ken's over, so I thought when I saw, oh, well, that's quite interesting, I wouldn't mind going up there. But if there's five members and three have been swallowed up by the cabinet, who's recently buried that, they can have what they want. But politically, of course, we've already got three Conservatives. If you want, why not just make the board bigger? Why five? Why not have 10? And then you have all these people once in a while, would be. Ken's Harbour Commission, where there's 14 on the corner, that works. Because you're all interested in the one thing, improving Newport Harbour. That's the reason for going on it, shortly.
Councillor Stewart.
Chair, I think Councillor Barry has brought his usual wisdom to the chamber. So I'd like to propose that we extend the numbers to 7 on a proportional basis politically, which would then enable Councillor Price, who has eminent knowledge on the basis he's on his ward, and Councillor Jones Evans, who is also a Newport Councillor knowledge, and we can all wrap that one up and go around for the evening.
Thank
you. Please.
We're all seconded. That's the seconded to the amendment, yes? Move to the vote then, please.
I'm not asking.
This is the vote on the amendment. Is it? Sorry, Councillor Hobart, do you accept the amendment?
Yes, I do.
Move to 7. Okay, so then okay, we do. Move to the vote. Thank you very much. All those in favour of this recommendation, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32.
34 in favour. Any against? Any abstentions? No, that motion is carried. Good luck with Newport Harbour. At 7:52 maybe, I close the meeting. Thank you very much for your time and patience.
Thank you.